Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steggy.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And this week, do we have a doozy of an episode.
A lot of twists.
Online dating gone wrong. Murder, mayhem, fires, snakes owners. Oh my God, Jinx. You don't know the half of it, baby. Uh-oh. So join our Patreon. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-4-2069. Nice.
Melissa, who are patrons this week?
We have Blondie.
Ooh.
Jerry C. Yeah, Blondie the musician.
Yeah.
Jerry C., Lisa D., and Kelsey G.
Does that rhyme or is it just like...
Yes, it does.
Guys, welcome to the team. Let's get into this week in weird. Melissa, what's going on in Connecticut?
Oh, boy. So
I'm scared.
There's this article I found. It says, I slept with my half-sibling. Woman's horror story reflects regulated nature of U.S. fertility industry.
Oh, God.
So this woman, Victoria, she's 39. She's a social worker in Connecticut.
Oh, no.
She was worried about, like, a health issue, and she was confused because neither of her parents had suffered any of these symptoms, like some unknown health issue. So she got a DNA kit from 23andMe and sent her DNA in and got a bit of a surprise. It turns out she had 22 siblings, probably more. 22 siblings. And she was like, what the fuck is happening? Because her mom did use a sperm donor. And
Did she not know?
She did not know.
Oh.
Yes. She ended up like talking to some of these siblings. And turns out her father... was not her father. Her biological father was the fertility doctor.
Why does that always happen?
It's crazy that that happens so much.
These people are freaks.
I wonder if it's like, oh, it's just cheaper for me to jerk off into a Petri dish.
I don't know, but I don't like it. Let me tell you that much.
It's so weird. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
So that doctor, Burton Caldwell, used his own sperm without the mother's consent. But the most devastating revelation came when she found out that one of her newly discovered siblings had been her high school boyfriend.
That is so fucked.
One that she says she could have easily married because they were together a while.
Oh,
she's I'm traumatized by this. I'm looking at pictures of people thinking, well, if he could be my sibling, anybody could be my sibling.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love the photo on the article is this woman being comforted by her mom. She looks all disturbed and her mom is holding her like, oh, yeah. I slept with my brother.
Yeah, that's fucked. Because if they got married, had kids, had the children could have had severe problems. God. I mean, what's crazy is that there's no real laws against it, currently.
Laws against doctors using their own sperm?
Yeah, it's because remember this happened in Oklahoma or something?
Yeah, and there's been documentaries on it, I think.
They need to, because this is a new thing that's happened in the past, 20 to 30 years. So they got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it, but do you not choose whose sperm you want when you're getting?
Yes, you can. There's profiles and they're anonymous. Some of them are anonymous, but they have the traits, hair color, eye color, race, whatever. And you choose one that best matches with your DNA or what's going to be compatible.
So I'm wondering if these people chose sperm, but he just did his anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has to be illegal. How is that not illegal? How is there not regulation around that?
I don't know. It's got to be. It's so fucked. That's
crazy.
Yeah. So that's what a surprise. God, can you imagine?
Oh, God, that would really throw me for a loop. That's why before you date someone, you should always do a genetic test with them every single time.
Well, that's STD what they test do in, and genetic test. What is it, Iceland or something? You have to do a DNA test
before you get married or before you date?
I think before you get married.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Because the population's so small, you could be dating.
That's really funny. Yeah. Oh my God, that's really funny.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, in other news, do you remember Rachel Dolezal?
How could I forget? I saw this and I thought it was fake and I can't believe it's real.
So Rachel Dolezal, you might remember her from what year was it? God, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
She was this president of NAACP of a chapter in there. And then turns out she's not black. She pretended to be black. Her whole life.
She says she identified as...
She identifies as black. Because her parents, they interviewed her parents. Her parents are so white. And she's pretended to be black and worked with NAACP. That's crazy.
Right. It's so bizarre.
She got fired. Her life kind of turned upside down. There's a documentary about her. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it because I'm I don't want to give this woman any of my time.
Yeah. She changed her name to to Nkechi Diallo.
She Italian?
I don't
what
know.
Is she?
I don't know what she's doing. And apparently she had been working as an after-school teacher.
It says she's an elementary school teacher now, which is insane. I don't know. That really surprised me.
I
That's
know.
The part I thought was fake. I was like,
No.
What?
I know. It's bizarre. I saw that it was an after school program.
That makes more sense.
Right. For like $19.
Also in Catalina.
Hour. Yeah. Where? Or Arizona? Catalina. Oh, well, Catalina Foothills School District in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, I thought it was Catalina, where I was like, okay, if she's working on a small island.
Catalina Island.
Maybe that's, maybe they needed, all there is there yeah, is some tourists there. In Buffalo. Maybe they needed.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, weird that, she, I mean, ever, I don't know how she got hired. I don't know. It's bizarre. But turns yeah. out she just got fired because she has an OnlyFans account. That the school found out about. And I guess they have a rule of like no social media. Their employees should not have social media profiles, I guess. Or like public profiles. I guess. I don't know. It seems weird. Use of social media by district employees policy and ethics. So I'm sure they have some sort of.
It's probably the ethics part.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you can use social media. Because I know right. plenty of teachers who have. Instagram account.
Yeah, I think it's probably like nudity, sexual
they're
content.
Very wholesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably pay to see pictures of me.
Yeah.
In a bra.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's an after school teacher, I would be thinking, who cares?
I know. Yeah.
If she's just, you know, like playing basketball with the kids until they can be picked up
yeah.
at 6 instead of 3. I don't know.
So yeah, she got fired.
Okay.
I know.
I don't know if I'm surprised ethically she got hired in the first place.
I know. Did they not? I mean, she changed her name, but like if you Google the name, it's like Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, also, I would just recognize her by looking at her. She still has these dreads.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
I don't know. She said she applied to everything she was qualified for after interviews getting turned down. I applied to jobs that didn't even require degrees, being a maid at a hotel, working at a casino. And she never got hired for any of these jobs. And then finally got hired at this school.
Listen, I don't think she deserves to never work again.
Well, she's making, they said, about $1,200 a month on OnlyFans. That's
yeah,
not nothing.
I mean, no, I just don't think she should be an educator. I don't think
right.
she's a good role model for kids.
Yeah.
Whether or not she has an OnlyFans. I think maybe.
She could work in retail.
Yeah, go work at. I guess
Starbucks.
Fashion Nova, Starbucks,
grocery store,
be a barista.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Write
don't
a memoir.
Know.
Someone
she
will
did.
Read it. Oh, she did.
I don't think anyone bought it. Man, her life really turned upside down. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Make an album. Like do
she was doing hair for a while.
Bad Bobby. Yeah, I don't know.
It's
just don't teach. Blessing in disguise. Don't
right.
teach.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Speaking of bad, I feel like 5 horrible things happened on flights in the past month.
It's really, I don't know if it's because I click on the links that I'm like recommended this stuff or if it's just crazy shit happens on airplanes all the time.
Yeah, no, there was the duty stuff.
Oh,
I feel like there was 2 duty things.
Yeah.
Then I remember someone like farted and they had to like evacuate the plane. Remember there was like a fart that was so bad?
Yes.
Then the door fell off.
The door fell off.
Yeah. This all started with the woman thinking that she saw someone.
Right.
Like a non-human
right.
entity or... but then what happened this week?
Okay, so this headline is crazy. Passenger dies on Lufthansa flight after reportedly losing liters of blood.
Like what?
It was a 63-year-old man died on an international flight after liters of blood gushed from his nose and mouth.
What?
So he was on board a flight from Bangkok to Munich. With his wife, he looked unwell when he boarded the plane. And he had cold sweats. He was breathing too quickly. The man's wife said his condition was due to the couple rushing to catch the flight. They're like, he's fine. He's just out of breath. He's fine. They told the crew about the symptoms, but they allowed him to stay on the flight, which is odd. And they had a doctor examined him, checked his pulse, gave him some tea. But he had apparently spit blood into the bag that his wife held out for him, like throwing up blood.
Oh, my God.
And then blood started gushing out of his nose and mouth. And he lost liters of blood, some of which splattered onto the plane's walls.
This is like a zombie movie. This is literally the beginning of a zombie movie.
I know. What would cause
blood
to spew out of your mouth? He lost consciousness, and they tried to resuscitate him for about a half hour. And they don't really say how he died, just that he was like spewing blood. It's so bizarre.
If I was on that flight, I would be like, I don't know. I would be worried.
Like blood splattered on the walls. Like,
yeah, this is like contagion.
Yeah.
Like that, I would be very scared.
Yeah. So, yeah, fucking weird.
And then there was this Delta flight. Do you want to get into the Delta flight just for continuity?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I forgot I added this to the
doc. I would actually kill myself, I think.
Okay. Delta flight forced to turn back after maggots fall on passengers from overhead compartment.
I would lose my mind.
I would probably throw up. I don't know.
That's actually my TV. Before I go on Apple TV, it's like Samsung TV.
Uh-huh.
And it was stuck on the Fear Factor channel. Do you remember Fear Factor?
Oh.
The most deranged show in television?
Yes.
And I was like, I was freaking out just watching 2 seconds of Fear Factor. So if I was stuck on a plane for this, I would lose it.
So this flight was flying from Amsterdam to Detroit on February 13th. An hour after takeoff, maggots fell from an overhead compartment onto passengers sitting in the economy seats. I don't know why it says economy
seats. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what's going on back there.
Oh my God, from a passenger's suitcase containing rotting fish?
Yes! So like, it was wrapped in newspaper. Fish was wrapped in newspaper. And I just don't know that, like, it must have, how long has this person not opened their suitcase in a while? Is that what I'm thinking?
Okay, Amsterdam. Oh my God. So they were flying from Amsterdam to Michigan.
Yeah.
How long is that flight?
8 hours?
Yeah, nine hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
because how would the flies get in the suitcase?
It must have been beforehand.
I wonder
it must have been beforehand.
He had bought fish in Amsterdam, put it in a suitcase, had his suitcase open while he was on vacation, just kind of left the fish in there, forgot about it. Meanwhile, flies and shit are getting in there and he didn't notice, maybe. And then
yeah.
just packed the rest of his clothes and forgot about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But like coming out of the suitcase, like.
Or he had a flight before Amsterdam. Like he wasn't coming directly from Amsterdam. Like maybe he was coming from somewhere
right.
else and bought the fish at a first location, then went to Amsterdam, then went to Michigan.
Right.
And the fish was in that suitcase for like 20 hours or something. And a fly got in there before the flight started, like in his hotel. That's just disgusting. Why fly with fish? Why are you doing a long, why are you flying with fish?
Also, did it not go through the X-ray machine?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder if, yeah, like he bought fish at the airport. He was on connecting flights, bought fish at an airport because so he didn't have to check his bag again because he had already... was
right
in there.
like a duty free shop. Can you buy, like, why
would you get fish?
I don't think you could buy, I don't
you
think you
can't
could
get
buy fish
at an airport.
I mean, maybe you can transport fish. Maybe that's not illegal.
Yeah, where do you get the fish from?
But still, why wouldn't you, like, ice pack it and mail it?
Yeah.
Like, overnight it. Overnight the fish.
I don't know. And I love that as compensation, travelers were given 8,000 air miles, hotel room compensation, and a $30 meal ticket if they were delayed overnight.
I'd be like, I'm going to sue your ass for emotional distress.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Speaking of emotional distress, do you remember Andrew Keegan?
Do I ever?
Yeah, he was in 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh my God, I like loved him. He, I don't know if you guys remember, in 2014, he had what everyone thought was a cult,
right?
Which I still think is a cult.
Right.
There was a old Hare Krishna temple in Venice Beach. And he, like, took it over and repurposed it.
Right.
And he said, I was never actually a cult leader. People just didn't understand it. Like, it was actually just a cool community center for people to hang out and get to know each other, like the hippie population.
Okay.
sure.
Okay.
So the quote-unquote cult was called Full Circle.
Right.
It was, this is according to Vice, it was a new age temple and spiritual movement. And
I'm getting cult vibes from the name alone.
Yeah, Full Circle. Spirit, as soon as it's a spiritual movement, I'm like, okay, that's a cult. They had around 1,000 events from 2014 to 2017.
Wow.
They were arrested for selling alcoholic kombucha without a permit.
What?
I know. Isn't that crazy? That's so funny. But he just says, no, it wasn't a cult. I never said I was a cult leader, and it was, I was just hanging out with my friends at the Hare Krishna temple, drinking kombucha and talking spirituality.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool. Speaking of cool places to hang out, there is a MAGA Make America Great Again themed acai bowl chain.
What? Chain.
Yeah. Which I think is so funny because there's nothing for me that's like more liberal than an acai bowl.
Yeah, it's very like West Coast.
Yeah.
Hip.
Like when I think of a Republican calling me a snowflake, I think of me drinking an oat milk latte,
yes,
and
eating an
acai bowl. Yeah. But yeah, it's called Freedom Bowls.
Oh, come and, on.
Yeah, and they serve different acai bowls. It's in Southern California.
Is it in Orange County?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. It's got to be.
Huntington Beach, I bet.
Okay, so it says Inland Empire has a second location in the Redlands.
Oh, Northern NorCal.
I know. It says some of the Yelp reviews. Let me start off by saying that I love what this company stands for.
Oh, no.
But they don't love the acai bowls.
Nope.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
LL Cool J is a partner.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a partner in.
LL Cool J is MAGA?
I guess so. There's murals of Trump on the wall.
Oh, no.
I need this picture to expand because I feel like the acai bowl names are going to be funny. Let's see here. Oh, it's like the George Washington, the Thomas Jefferson. There's an anti-snowflake decal with an image of a pistol that reads, "Constitutionally carried weapons are welcome here."
Will they allow guns in their establishment? Okay.
Interesting.
Weird thing to open in California, especially.
Freedom Bites, Freedom Juice. Wow. Then there's a poster. It has Hillary Clinton. It says treasonist. Bill Gates. It says globalist.
Oh, my God.
Is that Gavin Newsom? It says communist. Then there's AOC. It says dumb AF. Imagine going to get a smoothie and being confronted with all this stuff.
I predict this will be closing very soon.
Yeah. Like, gross. Imagine walking into a Jamba Juice and being like, I just want a razzmatazz. Like, why is all of this stuff in here?
Why do I have to see Trump?
Yeah, like, why? I mean, I wouldn't want to walk into a smoothie place and see Biden.
No.
Or Elizabeth Warren or anyone. No, like, I wouldn't.
Biden's.
I don't want to see anyone. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. Well, this goes perfectly into our next segment.
Speaking of MAGA, Trump, who was just found guilty, and what does he have to pay? $355 million,
I think. Yeah,
for fraud, business fraud, and he can't have a business in New York for 3 years or something. He dropped a sneaker.
I have not seen this
at SneakerCon, and it was in Philadelphia. And he announced the shoe, and it was a lot of loud boos.
Oh my God.
Booze and some cheers as he introduced the first official Trump footwear. They are shiny gold high tops with American flags. They're being sold as Never Surrender high tops for $399.
My man, that's crazy.
With other on this website called Victory 47. That has like cologne and perfume for $99 a bottle.
He's really trying to get that $400 million quick.
Yeah. It's funny that it's the day after he has to pay this money. So yeah, these shoes, they're horrific shoes.
Yeah, I'm sure he like called Temu and he's like, can your people make me some shoes and cologne for my website?
Oh, they're probably so cheap.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to break apart.
Also, like, his crowd of people, they're not going to spend $399 on shoes.
No, of
course
not. That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's... Or maybe they will. Maybe they'll save up and do it just because they love him so much. They're so weird and hardcore.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's so gross. Well, in entertainment news...
Oh, my God.
What a week. The movies are back.
They're back, baby.
Melissa and I both watched the J-Lo quote-unquote short film, which is 66 minutes, so I don't even know if that qualifies as a short film.
I don't know what it is. How do you explain it?
I love when I told you she made it a few weeks ago, and you were like, wait, what? And even after watching it, I'm still, wait, what?
It's her take on Lemonade.
Yes, I guess.
Sort of.
Because Lemonade, this has acting in it.
Lemonade is more like music video. This is like a movie.
To have a plot.
Yes, a plot.
Right. And like a message to it.
Right.
I mean, Lemonade had a message, but this attempts to do so through a scripted...
It's like a love story. It's something about hummingbirds and like a lore of...
It's... I mean, I think the message is that before you can love someone else, you have to learn to love yourself. Otherwise, you're always going to want to have the love of others if you're incomplete inside. I think the message was that she was trying to get across. However, she tried to get it across with like steampunk.
It was very steampunk. A lot of CGI.
Surrealism.
It was like the opening. It was like a bunch of dancers in this like factory that was like inside of her heart. And they're like repairing her heart. And it was like, it just looked...
Oh, that's what it was.
Something looked off about, it just looked like, and at one point I was with Martin, he's like, Is that her face on a dancer's body? Like at some point, it looked weird. Like it looked like her head was put on a dancer's body.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It just looked, it looked off. Something was so weird about it.
Yeah. And it goes between these surrealist steampunk like dream sequences to her in therapy with Fat Joe, who's her therapist.
Right.
And then there are her guides.
Her zodiac signs or something.
Yeah. And they represent different signs of the zodiac. Like
Trevor Noah, Jane Fonda.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Kiki Palmer. Jay Shetty, who is known as like a life coach to the stars.
Right.
And they all represent different signs. What's it? Petrus? What's her first name?
Trisha? Or no,
that's
Kim.
Trisha Paytas. Yeah, Kim Pet. Yeah, it's just, it's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever.
Like, and Ben Affleck. What's weird is like the opening is her on a motorcycle, and it's with a guy who I guess is Ben Affleck, but we don't see his face. We see like a side of his face, and but then he's like a news reporter on TV, like in weird prosthetics.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Also, it's the future.
Yes.
Which you're like, okay. And it's just the whole thing is deranged.
It's so, and she said she paid $20 million for it. It looks like it costs way more because it's all CGI. Like even there's a part where they're in a gymnasium talking and it's CG. You're like, why can't you just film at a real gym? Why is it everything have to be fake?
It's
so weird.
I would have loved to have been like J-Lo saying, hey, the email J-Lo sent to all of her friends being like, I made this thing, guys. There's going to be a screening at my house. Come over tonight. I want to show it to you. And all her friends looking around and being like, what the fuck is this? What are we going to say? What thing can we say at the end to be like, good
There's
job,
a documentary, I guess, about the making of this coming out next week.
Who is this for? I tweeted, who is this for? And
it's
everyone's
for
like, it's for J-Lo. Yeah,
it's like a
J-Lo
vanity project, like into
it's
her
psychotic
mind. She's a crazy person. This is her vision. This is what goes on in her brain. And I mean, you know, good for her for putting something crazy out there, I guess.
It's crazy because no one cares.
Right.
It's not like she's at the height of her stardom. It's some weird last grasp.
And the songs are whatever. They're not great.
It's not groundbreaking or forward thinking. She's not inventing something new or creative. It's just weird.
It's just weird. And like her house, there's a sequence where she's in her house, but it's all glass. And
yeah,
she has like different boyfriends that they keep changing who her boyfriend is. And Martin was like, oh, this sequence right here, this cost at least $1 million with all the rendering, with all the glass and everything. He's like, this is so expensive to make.
Oh my God, I bet I would have loved to watch it with Martin. So from a filmmaker or,
yeah,
you know,
he's like, this is, he's like, I don't believe it was $20 million. He's like, I think it's way more. She just said it was $20
million. Because it's not, I was going to say like, so it's not embarrassing. $20 million is embarrassing. Also the astrology angle, I'm like, what is this about? I think she's trying to hook the astrology girlies, but I'm thinking, she's like, astrology's trendy, right? But it's just so weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That's just unparalleled. But these things just popped up in my Apple news feed when I clicked on entertainment. And I won't even get into it in depth, but this was crazy to me. Russell Crowe found out a decade after filming Robin Hood that he broke both of his legs while filming.
What do you mean?
Yeah, how do you not know that you broke your legs?
Like,
yeah, So I guess 10 years later, he was getting x-rays of his legs and the doctor found remnants of fractures in both of his shin bones. And that he fractured, I guess, both of his bones during Robin Hood, but just had kept going and then found out later that he had broken his bones.
God. Did he just was like, oh, that hurts a lot. I must have sprained my leg or something.
He said he was in intense pain during filming, but just sucked it up and thought that he had maybe pulled a muscle or something. And then 10 years later was at the doctor. The doctor was like, at some point you broke both your legs.
Oh my God. I guess they healed. Wow.
Yeah. Tinseltown, baby.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I won't respect J-Lo until she breaks both of her legs during.
You know that Tom Cruise broke his ankle while filming. Which Mission Impossible was it? It's in the movie. You can see it. It's
a bone pop out?
No. But he's jumping. Whatever movie, he's jumping from building to building. Is it Italy, maybe? I can't remember which one it was. But you see, he jumps and his foot kind of slips on it. And he gets up and he keeps running. But he broke his ankle. Yeah.
That's like when I broke my foot.
You just keep dancing.
And I kept dancing because I was so embarrassed. And then I went to the ER and they were like,
danced your way to the ER.
Yeah, they were like, this is disgusting. Also, another thing I read was Jodie Foster, when she was 9, she was on the set of the movie Napoleon and Samantha. And the lion that I guess was in the movie picked her up in its mouth and the entire crew went running.
Wait, they all ran?
Yeah,
no one went to save her?
Apparently.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I guess the lion grabbed her lightly with her jaws and started carrying her, and the crew went running.
Oh, the trainer said, drop it. And because the lion was so well trained, he opened his mouth and dropped me down, and I went running. I mean, if the lion was so well trained, it wouldn't have tried to eat her in the first place.
Yeah, wouldn't have picked her up.
Oh,
I'm watching everybody leave going, what's happening?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's really funny.
God.
I think True Detective season finale is tonight. Not like anything's going to be wrapped up. We'll see.
I've lost interest, unfortunately. That's sad.
I know.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Then there's a show coming out. I think it's Japanese.
It's Korean.
Korean?
Yes, it's a Korean drama comedy.
Yeah, about a woman who's turned into a chicken nugget.
And it's called Chicken Nugget, right?
I think it's a tale as old as time. Boy falls in love with a girl. The girl falls into a machine and she gets turned into a chicken nugget. A crispy fried Korean comedy.
It looks like a fake movie.
I didn't think it was real. And then it is.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, it comes out March 15th.
On Netflix.
So we'll see about that. I mean, I don't see how it can be good. It sounds crazy.
I'll watch the first episode.
What is Chicken Nugget about? This is from Tech Radar. Ryu Seung Ryong plays Choi Seon Man, an amateur inventor who creates a new kind of storage machine. But in the kind of accident that even the most diligent workplace safety assessor would probably find hard to predict, the machine somehow manages to turn his daughter into a chicken nugget. With a little help from an intern who has a crush on his daughter, Dad embarks on a mission to save his daughter from her deep-fried fate.
Oh, now I just wonder if like she could talk or if like, how do you not accidentally eat it?
Exactly. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll have to see.
True crime.
Oh boy. Okay. This was a big article going around the internet this week.
Yeah.
In the cut. It's about a lady who fell for a scam. And it was like written like, beware any type of scam. Even scams can happen to the smartest, most with it people. Beware, this can happen to anyone. This lady ended up putting $50,000 in cash in a shoebox and handing it over to someone who she thought was the CIA.
She's a financial advisor.
She's the financial advisor. And she's like, this could happen to anyone, guys. Be careful. And I'm like, crazy. No, it cannot. No, this would never happen to me. There's so many red flags along the way. And even in the article itself, she was saying how like at each step she's like, and I asked them, this is a scam, right? Like there's no way this is real. And she just kept doing it. She answered the phone and the caller ID said it was from Amazon. And they were like, we have some fraud on your account. And they're like, there's some unusual activity. They're like, did you recently buy $8,000 worth of Apple products? And she's like, no. And she like checked her recent orders. And the woman's like, okay, well, there's two accounts for you. You have a personal one and a business one. And she's like, I don't have a business Amazon account. And the woman's like, okay, well, you know, like we're working with the FTC. We have a lot of fraud going on at Amazon. We need to connect you with someone over there. And she was like, okay. And she was connected to this man who said his name was Calvin Mitchell. And he said it was an investigator with the FTC. He's like, here's my badge number. Here's my callback number if we get disconnected. And by the way, this call is being recorded. And he like knew the last four digits of her social security number, her home address, her date of birth. And
see, that's scary. Like I could fall for that if someone knew all that information, I think.
She said that he told her that there were 22 bank accounts, 9 vehicles, and 4 properties registered in her name, and that her bank accounts had wired $3 million overseas. And then this person sent an image of a woman's ID to her, like texted it to her, and said, this woman was found in a car rented under your name on the border of Mexico with drugs in the trunk. And she was like, I don't know.
What?
She's like, oh, that's crazy. And the man said that she was being charged with cyber crimes, drug trafficking, money laundering. And so this writer, she's like, I Googled my name along with warrant and money laundering, but nothing came up. Yeah, no shit. No shit. And then this person said, don't tell anyone about this conversation, not even her friends or family, because everyone around you is a suspect. He's like,
that's insane.
And she's like, I need to call my husband. Like she had a kid at home. She's like, I need to call my husband. They're like, don't tell your husband because he could be a suspect.
I mean, that's a red flag.
And so this person was basically like, you we need to get your money out of your bank and put it in a new account. And they're like, they asked her like, well, how much money do you have that you could like live off of a year? Like, how much money do you think you need? And she's like, I don't know, like I have $50,000 in the bank. And they're like, okay, well, you should withdraw that and keep it safe. Give it to us, because she was being transferred to like the CIA at this point, and we'll issue you a check for that amount the next day. And so so this guy, Calvin, transferred her to his colleague at the CIA. And this other man was like, my name's Michael Serrano. And was like, don't tell anyone. You're being investigated for major federal crimes. Keep your husband out of this. You're protecting him. You don't want him to know what's going on. And was like, don't contact a lawyer. And threatened that like her home would be raided by authorities. And
what?
Yeah. And they said her assets were going to be frozen. And that's why she went to the bank and withdrew $50,000 while she was on the phone with these people. And she said the bank teller went to get the money, gave it back to her with like a piece of paper that said how to avoid scams.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
And she just ignored it.
That's crazy.
They're like, okay, well, we're going to send someone over to pick up the cash and we'll issue you a check tomorrow. We need you to put the cash in a box, you know, make sure it's secure. We'll come by your house in like 5 minutes. Don't tell anyone. So she put money in a box, didn't tell her husband, and went outside for an undercover agent to come pick up the money.
Yeah, that's how it works.
She said it was a white Mercedes SUV pulled up, back window opened. The man on the phone was like, don't look at the driver. Don't talk to him. Just
yeah, it's like
box,
an Uber.
Put the box in the window.
Yeah.
Say thank you. Go back inside. And then she did. And then after the driver left, she was like, oh, realized. She's like, wait, I've just been scammed.
Oh, my God.
And then she like filed a police report and like, I mean, obviously she's not going to get that money back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It makes no sense. And why would she not tell her husband?
Because the CIA agent was like, you don't tell your husband, you're going to incriminate him. And he could be stealing your identity.
I know literally why, but I mean, I would think, okay, it's not real.
And she never hung up the phone and called them back. Also, Amazon, why the fuck would Amazon doesn't care if someone's scamming, making multiple accounts? They're not going to call you.
No, it's really insane.
It's
this poor
crazy
girl. She's getting dragged online so hard.
And it's crazy that she admitted this.
I know.
I would be so embarrassed.
Also, people have discovered she's the daughter or granddaughter of someone.
Really?
She lives in like a $4 million home, and she's the granddaughter of some sort of politician or something.
I mean, that's how, first of all, no one just has $50,000 laying around to give to someone.
Yeah. Oh my God. FTC chair warns against scam tactics after viral column.
Like, don't answer your phone, first of all. Don't answer your phone.
Yeah, I never answer my phone. I never answer my phone.
If it's a scam, they leave a message, call back. Don't ever. If it's from Amazon, you Google Amazon's phone number on their website and call. Did you just call me? No, we didn't. They don't fucking call people. Nobody calls you and will ask you for money. They have a son named Ripley.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That's really
funny.
She's
born in 1984. Is this me?
Anyways, another exciting thing in true crime. Jen Shah of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City having the time of her life whooping it up in prison.
Uh-huh.
She did a Barbie-themed hair competition in prison. There's a picture of she and fellow inmate Ashley Ray Johnson. Somehow they got a Barbie box, like the kind see in Halloween costumes or outside, like AMC outside the Barbie movie that you can take a picture inside of. I don't know how they got that shit in prison.
Right.
But
that's weird.
I don't understand prison, I think.
Yeah, how did things...
Like, women's prison always looks fun to me.
And, like, people who, like, tweet from prison. I guess you tell someone what to tweet, I guess. Or, like, people who post things. I don't understand how they do that.
I know sometimes they have iPad privileges. And also, how does this girl have a pink uniform?
Right. Do they have...
Can you choose?
Can you buy? I wonder, because there's like the commissary or whatever. I wonder if you can buy. I know you can buy like makeup and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, she's having theme days with her gals and competitions.
Hanging out with Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, she's in the same ward as Elizabeth Holmes. So listen, she did something bad, but she's making the best of
prison.
How
many years is she in there? Five?
I think it was seven. Was it five or eight?
I think it was reduced to... Oh, reduced by 1 year. So...
Well, we'll see what competitions she holds and what company she and Elizabeth Holmes
create
once they're out of the slammer.
God.
It's going to be ridiculous. Yeah. In television, The Bachelor...
Loving this season.
The love of my life,
it's
Joey.
It's really good because he's a great bachelor.
Oh, ooh, he's a great man.
he's a great man. Best bachelor we've had in a long time.
He is such a good listener and just empathetic and sweet.
Yes.
And did you see he went to the White House? And he showed himself next to a picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes.
And he was like, not Gypsy.
Gypsy Rose.
Sorry. Yes. What are you thinking about all this Maria drama? Because now I am pro Maria. I'm like team Maria.
Oh, yeah. Maria. She was accused of calling someone else old, but it was all like made up and like. Everyone was saying she was bullying. They're all just jealous because she was like the front runner, or like she's one of the front runners. Like she has a really good connection with Joey, so everyone's jealous. So this one girl was like making up, like she was bullying me. She was saying all these like total lies, like totally making up this stuff.
Yeah,
and luckily that one girl got sent home.
Yeah, and a two in one. It was she and Maria on a two in one, and then she got sent home.
Yeah.
And now all the girls are upset because Maria had a rose but still took time to talk to Joey during cocktail hours.
They're all jealous.
Even though they all do the same shit, it's just they're all jealous of Maria. I feel bad for her.
I know. She seems totally nice. She seems totally normal and nice.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jealous.
I think she's one of the every week it's like someone new. I'm like, oh, they're going top three. I think Christmas tree farm girl with the cochlear implant. I think she's going far.
Yes, for sure. I think New Orleans.
Uh-huh. New Orleans is going far.
Yeah. I can't really think of who else. I'm not good at like their names.
I know. I remember any of their names.
Oh, only when I'm watching it can I actually remember who. It's too much to ask for me to remember 20 different people every year or a few times a year. But yeah, this is a really
season.
Good season.
Good season.
Yeah.
Vanderpump?
Not watching.
You're not watching?
I mean, maybe I'll get around to it, but I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. Not invested.
Wow.
What's going on, though? What's going on? Who's doing what?
Well, you got Tom had a birthday party and... He invited DJ James Kennedy over, and it's funny because, like, Tom's birthday party was, like, people would walk in and they would have like their names and then like what they do. And it was all like,
yeah, oh no.
It was all like people who worked for Tom. It was like, Tom's, this is Tom's audio engineer, Tom's bandmate. It was all like not real friends. It was
paid,
all like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like James came over and like Tom didn't apologize. He wouldn't apologize to James. And James was like, okay, bye. And he went out and he like peed on his tree outside.
James.
And then Ariana is like said really mean stuff to Tom Schwartz. Was like, I regret meeting her. Like, my life is so much better without you in it. Like, you're worthless. Was said like really mean shit to him. And you're like, what the fuck?
That's why I'm kind of like, grow up, guys. You're in your 30s. I know that you need to make it entertaining for a TV show because you're on a TV show. But at some point, I'm like, grow up.
I'm over Ariana. I'm over it.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch it anymore. It's just too much for me.
But you're watching another show called iZombie.
I'm in love with a new show. I've been binging it. iZombie. It's from the creators of Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm. And it's about this girl who's turned into a zombie. And she works at the morgue. And that's how she gets her brains, ethically, by already dead people.
Oh, and okay. So
she eats the brains of the people who have come in dead. And it's the police morgue. So it's people who have been died through murder.
People who have been died through murder.
I notice it right after I said it. Right after I said it, I said, Allie, what? I said, what'd you just say? Who have been killed. And so she eats their brains. And then she gets like flashbacks of their last moments. And so then she solves the crime of their murder by eating their brains.
I don't know what I thought that show was about, but that's not what
I don't
I
know
thought
either.
It was.
That's not what I thought it was either. So then I watched it and I really like it. I think there's 5 seasons. I'm on season like two or something right now. I've been binging it over the last few days. It's really fun and cute. Yeah. It's good background TV. It's never a bummer. It's just fun and lighthearted. And I really recommend it if you're looking for something fun to watch. There's a scene that I harassed Melissa and Maria about. So it's created by this guy, Rob Thomas, who is not Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, mm-mm, I learned. But I guess Rob Thomas and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 became friends on Twitter. And so there's scene where Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 is like performing at a party and zombies, like quote unquote bad zombies, invade the party and they eat Rob Thomas's brain. And because they eat his brain, they all can like sing like Rob Thomas now. And so they start singing Matchbox 20. All the zombies start singing Matchbox 20 songs. It's just a stupid, ridiculous, like fun, lighthearted show. So
I love it. Sounds great.
If you want another stupid, ridiculous, fun, lighthearted show, may I suggest you go straight to the theaters and see Madam Web.
Oh my God. I have not seen this, but you have.
Saw it last night. I don't want to give away anything. Except you gotta see it, stat. It's the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen. People on TikTok and Letterboxd are comparing it to The Room.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
My Aura Ring thought I was asleep the whole time I watched it, and I was not.
You were in some sort of trance.
Yeah, I don't know what my brain was doing. But you have to see it
it's
and then let us know what you think.
13% on Rotten Tomatoes, I think I last checked.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
That's a sweet spot.
It's just so bizarre that these movies get made and they put them out where people are like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's so fun. Like, the villain, these aren't really spoilers. The villain sounds dubbed. Like, the guy who is the bad guy in this, it sounds like
it's probably
he did
all
his take.
Like, yeah, he's probably just did it all afterwards.
Yeah, it's like he did his take in one language and then they dubbed it in English. But it sounds like the English is done by someone who's primary language isn't English. It's just so, you got to see it to believe it. I wasn't bored for a second.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a horrible movie. Like, it's not good, right. But I wasn't bored right. for a second. Anyways, see it and let us know. Melissa, what did you watch?
I watched a porn? It is not a porn. It's called How to Have Sex.
What is it? Are you trying to have another baby?
No. It's a coming of age movie. It was at Sundance this year. It's about some teen girls who go like on a vacation and they just want to have sex.
Ooh.
It's like fucked up where it's like, but it's like a bummer. It's like, oh, this is like the dark side of growing up as a teen girl and like being taken advantage of. And like,
have you seen the movie 13?
Yes.
Is it like kind of like that kind of thing or?
It's more explicit.
Ooh,
it's more sexier, but it's like
ha cha cha.
It's they're British, and no, it's good. It's really good.
And you, smarty pants, read another book.
Oh, did I? I read a book called Sea of Tranquility, and you didn't watch Station 11, did you?
No, it just didn't do it for me.
So I watched Station 11. I love that show, and it's also a book. By, what's her name? Oh. Emily St. John Mandel. Oh. And I didn't read Station 11, the book, but I just read this book. So it's about, it involves time travel. Different times, there's like different characters and they somehow all intertwine. And they all kind of mix as different characters. One is like from the 1912. One is like in the future, like 2203, and like some people live on moon colonies, and there's like an investigator who like travels through time. It's very good. It's very, very good. I don't know how to explain it.
No, it sounds great. It sounds like it would be a good TV show.
It has Station 11 vibes, and some of the characters, she keeps some of the same characters in all her books, I guess. I've only read one of her books, but it's... That's a fun little thing.
Awesome. And hero of the week.
Oh, this is yes.
Tragic.
Alexei Navalny. Did you watch Navalny?
I did a long time ago, though, when it just came out. Yeah, I watched it when it first came out on HBO, I think it is, or Max, whatever it is now, right?
I was like weirdly very sad about this.
Like, and it's crazy because what did Tucker Carlson just said? Like, well, if you're going to be a leader, you got to kill a few journalists. Or didn't he say something insane?
Something like that. We were like, fuck you. But he was the Russian opposition leader, and he's also a political prisoner. He was like extremely vocal about Putin's corruption. He ran for office. But then like the Kremlin was like, accused him of like embezzlement, like fake crimes to try to get him to stop running because he was like gaining a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And they claimed that he collapsed and died and lost consciousness. He's 47, but he was shown on video a day before he died, like talking and joking around with like a judge.
Totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't know the story, you got to watch the documentary. He was poisoned in like 2020 by the Russians, like on a flight, and he almost died. He was in a coma for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
And the Russian doctors were like, oh no, you weren't poisoned, you're just sick. And then he went to like a German hospital. They're like, you were poisoned with this like Soviet era, like Novichok something, some sort of poison. And then he like publicly said, like, Putin tried to kill me. And he had to go back to Russia and they arrested him. But in the documentary, he like calls this Russian agent and pretends that he's like his boss.
Oh my God, I remember that.
And gets him to confess that he poisoned him. It's fucking...
I forgot about that. Oh my God.
It's the greatest scene in a documentary. This guy, he's so charismatic and smart and funny. And he has... his poor wife and he has kids and Ugh, it's such a bummer.
It's such a shame. Yeah, it's such a shame. So hero of the week, and sending love to his family. I should watch that documentary again.
It's tonight, very maybe. Good.
Yeah. Anyways, so that is the bimbo news for the week. Please let us know if you have any news that you'd like us to share or know about. You can email, call in, or comment. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bimbo news. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. All the news you can handle. Bimbo news. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo news. Everything you want to know. Bimbo news. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo news.
Powered by Acast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.